Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? It's officially overtime. Overtime with Lee Patterson, the only live local radio sports talk show in the Gila Valley.
He won an award, too!
And now, here's your host for Overtime, Lee Patterson.
He's now award-winning!
Good afternoon, and welcome to Overtime. I'm glad to see that even on Fox Sports Radio, they have trouble with cell phone guests. So, we're going to talk over Dud Gottlieb. We're going to get you to first pitch of the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Philadelphia Phillies afternoon slate today here on Overtime with Lee Patterson. Welcome to year number 9 of Overtime with Lee Patterson. It would be weird to change the name to Overtime with somebody else because that's not my name. But I'm glad to be back. A lot has happened over the last couple of years. Today we're going to spend some time previewing football. Also, we're going to talk about our partnership with Gila Valley Central. That's going to be awesome this year, and everything in between. I feel a little left out. I saw all the selfies and the shots of children going back to school today, so I'm going to take a picture of myself in the studio and post it as my back to the radio day. I've been off the air since March when we wrapped up overtime for last year, so I hope I press all the buttons right today. And so on and so forth. So, without further ado, let's pay some bills. When I said pay some bills, not my bills, we're paying the 35 cents towards the Four Non Blondes bills for using a little bit of their music in our show. Welcome back. Let's take care of some business first. We want to welcome aboard those of you listening on GilaValleyCentral.net. That's our new website this year. That is where the players, the player for this show, and the same place you can listen to all the ball games, EAC, Safford Thatcher Pima, Fort Thomas, all the local sports all the way through basketball season. So we welcome you guys on board there. I'm able to write a little bit more, so I have written several articles for the sports page on Gila Valley Central, and most of what we're going to talk about today has been written already on Gila Valley Central. It's a great outlet, and we're glad to be partners with them this year as well. And it's the cool part, if you go to the player page, if you go to Gila, if you're not listening on Gila Valley Central, if you go to the page and click on Double R Radio, and then a drop down comes down, and you see KETO Sports Broadcasts. That's where you're going to want to be. And this year, there's going to be a live updated scoreboard on that page, so you can be listening to the games online and see the score updates from other games. So we really think we've created a page where you can, on Friday nights, you can sit back, relax, check out the broadcast, and keep up to date with all the other games going on around the state of Arizona. You heard a weird voice in that intro talk about an award. I am humbled to win the 2018 Skip Bryant Award from the AIA. That was given to their top media contributor, and I really do appreciate it. They put on a heck of a banquet too. I was thoroughly impressed. Didn't even know they did this end of the year banquet until I was informed that I won the award, and it was at University of Phoenix Stadium in the room they use for the Fiesta Bowl banquet. And it was quite something, and it was fun. It was a fun day. Got to take my wife with me, and do the whole thing, and meet some cool people and other award winners as well. Everybody there that day was winning awards, from students to administrators to media. So it was super cool. So I guess and in the long run, to wrap up that story, it's just an award winner. I mean, it's not going to change anything we do here. So. But it is nice to be recognized by the organization you do most of the broadcasting for with an award. So I do appreciate that, and it was absolutely fun to go to that award ceremony and get an award. Although I hadn't ever used a teleprompter before, that was something new. Had no clue, but it was fun anyways. Let's get to the team previews. We're going to take a look at the Safford Bulldogs. Interesting fun fact. Write this down. FF, fun fact. All three schools from, or three of the schools, Safford, Thatcher, Pima, all will have new head coaches this year. It's been a while since that has happened. So let's take a look at the Safford Bulldogs. They are now in the 3A South. They moved out of the 3A Central. They are now in the 3A South. Their schedule looks like this. They will open up at Snowflake on August 17th. Then they will have a bye. Terrible place for a bye. Then they'll have Wickenburg at home on the 31st of August before hosting Thatcher on September 7th. And they go on the road in a very tough stretch. At Sholo, at Florence, at Sarita. Before they have Catalina at home on October 5th. October 11th, they will host Tankaverde. That's a Thursday night. I believe that's Fair Week. October 19th at Push Ridge. And October 26th, home against Sabino. And you don't get a break. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 games in a row after your bye. At Snowflake, then a bye. So they do have a new head coach. Eric Halmerson is his name. He comes from the Santan area of the East Valley up in Phoenix. He did play his high school football for Palmora at Blue Ridge. He played at Eastern Arizona College. He went to the U of A after that. And he's been coaching for about 14 years at various schools around the East Valley area. First year as a head coach for Eric Halmerson. And I'm convinced I've spent a lot of time talking to him, trying to get to know him, picking his brain, him doing the same to me. And I'm impressed. They went to two summer camps. They went to a mountain camp where they all slept in a church, I believe. Then they went to California, trained on the beach for a week, where they all slept in sleeping bags in a warehouse. And what he told me is had very little to do with football and about character building. And there was 48 young men who went on that trip, and I believe those guys are bought in to the system. I did go to practice the other day, and they were wearing different colored jerseys, and not offense and defense. Usually the offense will wear a color and the defense will wear a color, at least when you get to the bigger levels in college. Not at the high school level where everybody wears the same color jersey. But some had white and some had blue. And I said, what's up with the dirt jersey colors? He said, the blue kids haven't missed a practice yet. The white kids have missed one. I was like, wow, a little accountability. I love it. You know, if you missed a practice, everybody's going to know because you're wearing a white jersey. He wants to know who is all in and who is committed to the program. And that's what they've got to build as a program. They're coming off a 4-6 season. They are going to run the football. They're going to run the wing tee. They're going to run the veer. They're going to run the option. It's going to look very similar to what Thatcher runs. It's going to look very similar to what Pima's going to run this year under John Bryant. There's going to be a lot of run-heavy football in the Gila Valley this year. And I like it. I mean, it's going to speed some games up, and there's going to be a lot of rushing yards on the ground. Safford did lose more than 75% of their offense to graduation. Manny Aparicio, the quarterback, headed to Doane University, not to play quarterback, but to play defense over there. He was responsible for half of the team's offensive touchdowns last year, so that is a big, big hole to fill for them. Mason DeRose is penciled in at the starting quarterback for Safford this year. He played in 6 games last year and then got hurt. He was tackled on a horse collar tackle and hurt his knee. I was at the game when he got hurt, but he threw for 402 yards and 3 touchdowns in those games as well. Safford's going to have to get better on defense this year, have to have that tough mentality, bend but not break. They gave up 30 points or more in 5 of their games last season. That's going to be a big number to bring down. But when you run the football as much as Safford's going to run it this year, it will automatically bring that down because the other team's not going to have as much time to hold on to the football. Mike Durrell is back. He will be the offensive coordinator this year for the Bulldogs. I think that's a very important hire for Halmerson, and to get him on board as well. I think it's those two together, great football minds and have the ability to coach and teach kids. Names you'll see offensively this year, obviously Mason DeRosa, quarterback, C.J. Gardner. So I apologize for that. That was my first 2 or 3 years broadcasting. C.J. Scrivener will be a sophomore, the running back. He'll be the feature back. Coach thinks he has a real chance to be real special. Dylan Durrell will be the fullback in the Veer attack. And Sam Tobias, who didn't play last year, he had broken his leg. And he is back and dressed out. And the last I talked was penciled in to be the third running back on the team. But Safford has the toughest schedule in maybe all of football this year in the state of Arizona. They really do. With the bye that early and all those great teams, the toughest schedule in the Gila Valley. In the Gila Valley for sure, and maybe in the state of Arizona. I think it's reasonable this year. I think a very fair estimate this year is 5-5. If Safford goes 5-5 this year with this schedule, they can get into the playoffs. And that's all you ask is to get in. And but they could go. They could surprise some people. It wouldn't surprise me if they go up and surprise a Snowflake to start the year. They get a week off. They get a little confidence. Wickenburg comes in with a brand new head coach, and they get Wickenburg too. It wouldn't surprise me. But it also wouldn't surprise me if they went to Snowflake. Snowflake handled them. They come back. They're trying to lick their wounds, and Wickenburg gets them the next week. It could go either way. It really can. And I'd like to see them start 2-0 for the sake of the team. But I would also like to see them get in it and just go. I mean, Safford has always put a lot of pressure on that Thatcher game. Always. And talking to the coaches this year, they're trying to make it just another game. Thatcher's been able to successfully do that. Not make it a big game. I mean, it is a big game. You can't deny that, but not put a lot of pressure on it during the week is what they do. So that's my outlook for the Safford Bulldogs. Let's take a look at the Morenci Wildcats. Morenci's kind of going to be an interesting team this year. They are in the 2A Black River. The AIA moved around all the names of the region. So the 2A is all named for rivers in Arizona. So the Morenci, Pima, Thatcher are all in the 2A Black. Their schedule goes like this. They open the season in week 0 at Thatcher. Then they host Santa Rita, who's down to 2A, at Benson, host Wilcox, at Santa Cruz, at Bisbee. They'll host Cobre, New Mexico on September 28th. Then they have their bye in a perfect spot October 5th before they finish with Round Valley at Pima and St. John's. Tough schedule, but the way it breaks up, it's a great schedule. David Gallegos returns for his second season. He not only led the Wildcats to a playoffs in his first season, but they picked up a win over Arizona Lutheran as well. And Morenci's schedule obviously is backloaded with Round Valley, Pima, and St. John's to end the year. All the coaches I talked to this year said their offensive line is their strong point, which is good because they're all going to run the football. Morenci will have to replace leading rusher Steven Chavarria, who graduated. Quarterback Mark Roybal will be asked to carry a lot of the football this season out of the shotgun option attack. He rushed for 100 yards last year in just 5 games. Also, Isaac Pacheco will be back there. He had 300 yards rushing and 4 touchdowns last year as well. For them, the defensive line will be big. They'll be big at Morenci. They've got some big kids down there. They just got to put it all together and going in the right direction for Morenci. It's not the toughest schedule I've seen. They'll get a test right out of the gate, though. They have that week 0 matchup with Thatcher, the 2-time defending 2A state champions. But it wouldn't surprise me to see Morenci roll off 6 straight victories before their showdown with Round Valley. I think they're going to finish the year 6-4. Closer to 7-3, though, and you have some momentum going into the playoffs. Probably win another playoff. Probably be playing for a home playoff game the last game of the year against St. John's. So I think they're going to have a good season up on the hill. I really do. They've got some guys back, and they're ready to go in the right direction. Also, while we're on Morenci, they added swimming to their varsity sports this year. They will compete in Division III swimming this year. So that is that's a big sports add. That's the first, obviously, the first team in our area that has added swimming. But they've got that gorgeous facility up there in Morenci, so they're going to use it for high school swimming. So congratulations to them. Let's take our first break here on the Season 9 premiere of Overtime. We'll take a break. When we come back, we've got Pima, Thatcher, Fort Thomas. Let's try to sneak in Wilcox as well. Coming back right after the break.
Hey, this is Preston at Boulevard Big O Tires. Check out this deal.
Now through August 25th, save $100 instantly on sets of four Big O brand tires with paid installation. Plus, get up to a $50 mail-in rebate on purchases of $500 or more when using your Big O credit card. Valid at participating locations. Up to 10% shop fee based on non-discounted retail price not to exceed $35. Disposal fees extra where permitted. Not valid with other offers. See store for pricing. Mail-in rebate subject to credit approval. Not valid with other credit rebate offers. See rebate form for terms and conditions.
The Polaris Authorized Clearance In is here. Come in now for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR for 36 months on hardworking Rangers, legendary sportsman ATVs, and high-performance razors. Stop in today and see Gila Valley Polaris at 3660 West Main Street in Thatcher. Offers valid in U.S. through 9/30/18 on select new 2015 through 2019 vehicles, subject to credit approval. Offers vary by model. See dealers for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink or drive.
Hi, this is Jamie Myers with Advanced Air Systems in Thatcher. We have been providing heating and cooling services to Graham, Greenlee, and Cochise counties since 2001. That is over 17 years of excellent service to our customers. I want to promise you that you will receive that same quality service now that you did from day one, 17 years ago. So if you ever need heating, cooling, plumbing, or electrical work for your home or office, call us at Advanced Air Systems, 928-428-7425.
Welcome back to Overtime. Lee Patterson with you. Thanks for joining us today here on the radio and online at GilaValleyCentral.net. Let's dive right back into it. We're running out of time already. Let's take a look at the Thatcher Eagles. They are the defending two-time state champions in 2A. They do have a little adversity to start off the season. Head coach Sean Hinton, no longer the head coach over there at Thatcher. Ramon Morales will take his place. And that is the head coach news story. But I think the other news story is Don Conrad coming back to take over the offense. And that is big for them. It's going to be a little bit different. Going to be a little bit old school. More back to the classic Veer. You know, fear the fear at Thatcher. That he does. He's got the horse. They've got the horses over there. They are in the 2A black. Their schedule looks like this. They'll host Morenci on August 17th, then they'll go to American Leadership Academy, Queen Creek, host Sholo at Safford, Benson, Santa Cruz, Pima, then they have their bye October 5th as well, and then they finish at St. John's, at Round Valley, and home against Santa Rita to end their season. And Ramon Morales is going to do fine as a head coach there. Ramon has been a coach, a head coach, other sports there for 30 years at Thatcher. It's not a problem taking over the head coaching reins. There's not going to be that. You know what the biggest adjustment is for him is now having to do all the paperwork as the head coach. He's been on the staff forever. I've talked to Coach Morales several times since he took over. I also talked to Sean Hinton several times since the change. And Coach Morales did tell me last Friday they had a green and white scrimmage that Sean Hinton did address the team before the scrimmage and as a little bit of closure. And it was a very good meeting, and they went out and had their scrimmage after. They did look shaky in the scrimmage. They split up the team. It was a green white scrimmage. They split up everybody, and it was a little sloppy. If anybody was watching that scrimmage expecting that's how Thatcher's going to be this year, you're sorely mistaken. When they put their number ones on the field, they're going to be just fine this year. They do not have a lot of depth though. They are going to have to stay healthy this year. But they've got all four of their starting running backs from last year back. led by Riley Morris. He had 650 yards rushing and 11 touchdowns last year. Also, Quentin Turley, Brock Jones, and Tevin Clark will be back. Jack Courtson will take over at quarterback for the Eagles. A 6'3 quarterback. Throws the ball really well, which is not your prototypical option veer quarterback. But if he can get comfortable in that system, which takes a little bit more than people realize. I mean, you've really got to, be able to read, pull it, give it, you know, the option, makes it audibles at the line. If he can get comfortable in that system, they're going to be just fine this year. And they've got to be the favorite to win the state championship again. They just do. They're loaded this year. If they do throw the football, which I don't expect them to do a ton this year, 6'6", tight end Cole Motes will be on the receiving end of that. He's committed to Utah State to play football there. And there's only one or two holes on defense for them to fill for the Eagles. The top five tacklers all return. They only gave up 20 points in a game twice last year and won both of those. And they held opponents to single-digit scoring in eight games last year. But like I said, those starters are going to be the starters on offense and defense. So they're going to have to be healthy this year. To know they're going to find out right away, though. That week zero game with Morenci at home, that's not going to be a walkover. Morenci is going to come to play. It's going to set the tone for both of those. So a couple of things can happen for Thatcher, since we're talking about Thatcher. They come out, and they do what they do, and they by the fourth quarter, they're pulling away from Morenci. Or Morenci comes in, plays them tough for three quarters, and players start pointing fingers. You know, some adversity. It's different. And they got to see how they come back from that. I mean, it could either way. I expect Thatcher to be fine this year, though. I don't expect him to go 13-1 this year. I think that's a little far-fetched. Other people disagree, but I don't think that's realistic. They've got some tough teams. It wouldn't surprise me if they were 1-2 after the first 3 weeks of the season. Wouldn't surprise me. Might surprise some others. But it wouldn't surprise me at all for the Thatcher Eagles. Ford Thomas is ready to play this year. Under Bracken Walker, the longest tenured head coach in football in the Gila Valley, now in his third year. Believe that? They play in the 1A South, eight-man football out at Fort Thomas. This is their schedule at Bob McKeevery, at Salom, Anthem Prep. Then they'll go to Winter Haven, California to take on San Pasquale. They'll go at St. David, home against Valley Union, then Duncan at Bowie San Simone October 5th, and they'll finish up their season October 11th against Arete Prep. Bracken Walker has a quarterback position to fill. That's about it. I mean, he had a good quarterback. Evan Stringfellow had 2,647 all-purpose yards last year and 36 touchdowns. Best player you never heard of, Evan Stringfellow. If they can find a guy to replace him, which the front runner would be his little brother, and I'm pretty sure that will be the same who will replace him, they're going to be just fine. Jeremiah Bullis, Jaden Preston, Christian Titla, they're going to be a big offensive and defensive line. And Tiny Fiume, he's going to be the big ball carrier in the backfield. There's only eight guys. And then Kendall Stanley, Drake Olivar at wide receiver. And you'll see those same guys on the defensive side. Along with Trey John, Gussion, and those guys are going to be good this year. They've got a really beneficial schedule this year. Of that schedule, the only two teams to make the playoff last year were Salom and Valley Union, and they were both 500. The rest of their schedule averaged a win per team last year. The move to the 1A South comes at the perfect time for those guys because they will be able to they may go undefeated in the regular season. I'm okay saying that. But will that type of schedule get them ready to make a deep playoff run? That's the big question. They're going to have to be ready to make a deep playoff run, and they're going to score a lot of points this year, and they're going to beat some people this year. So they're going to have to be ready for the playoffs come the end of the season in October. So we'll see if they're able to get that ready to go. We're going to take one more break here on Overtime. And when we come back, we'll wrap up our season preview with Pima and Wilcox and take care of a little other things and get you to the ABC News, actually get to the Diamondbacks at the top of the hour. Be back right after this.
Right now at Horn Freedom Ford, save thousands of dollars on a new Ford during the summer sales event, where you can get into a new Ford with 0% interest for 72 months. Yes, you heard that correctly. 0% interest for up to 72 months, literally saving you thousands. Check out the Back to School Special, where right now, with a combination of rebates, discounts, incentives, and financing, you can get into a brand new 2018 Ford Fiesta S sedan for just $11,386. How about the 2018 Motor Trend Truck of the Year, Ford F-150, for as low as $23,544? It's going on right now at Horn Freedom Ford in Thatcher. Don't forget, Horn Freedom Ford is home of the Price Match Guarantee, which means you won't find a better price on a Ford. We guarantee it. Visit us online at hornfreedomford.com to browse our inventory. For more details, visit us at 2161 West Highway 70 in Thatcher or call 928-428-1770.
Y-Power Internet is the next generation of broadband connectivity. With Y-Power, you can work from home, video chat with family and friends, and stream your favorite shows. Y-Power also offers customized Internet solutions for businesses of all sizes. So don't delay. Learn how Y-Power Internet can help keep you connected. Reach us at ypower.com. That's wi-power.com. Or give us a call at 866-383-0891. Available in select markets. Services provided by Transworld Network. Offered in partnership with Asnex Cooperative Services. Certain restrictions apply.
Your number one fans, Auto Owners Insurance and Emil Crockett Agency, a winning combination. Emil Crockett Agency is your neighbor as well as your local independent agency, insuring your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Stop by Emil Crockett Agency today at 427 Main Street in downtown Safford or give them a call at 928-428-3840.
How many businesses do you know that have been in the family for three generations? Harrelson Tire Company has been serving your family's vehicles for years. We're talking since 1938 here. That's a lot of years that our families have put their trust in the Harrelson family with the safety and dependability of our vehicles. Harrelson Tire Company in Safford is the only place you need to shop for everything for your vehicle, no matter what you drive, from tires and wheels to all the accessories and parts that you need. They also carry brands that you know at prices that fit your budget. And when you get tires at Harrelson's, there are no hidden fees. With the largest inventory in the valley and the most experience, there's a reason you should go to Harrelson Tire Company first. Keep your family safe on the road and make sure you're getting what you pay for from people that you trust. Harrelson Tire Company is the place that can do that. Harrelson Tire Company, 214 East Highway 70, right next to Maverick Motorsports in Safford. Call 928-428-3505 for questions.
Welcome back. We're going to have to hurry to get in the... We're going to go with just Pima. Under head coach, new head coach John Bryant. He's back for the first time at the 11-man level. He coached Pima from 03 to 08, won two state championships at the 8-man level. But he's going to have his work cut out for him. Only 30 kids out for the entire program at Pima this year. But he does say his offensive line is strong. Brendan Hughes is going to take over for Josh Whitaker at quarterback. And Jake Whitaker will move from offensive line to running back. You don't see that happen very often. And they gave up 50 points in four of their seven losses last year, did Pima. That's going to have to get a lot better this year. They do have a favorable schedule until the back. They finish with Thatcher, St. John's, Morenci, Round Valley. They're going to have to win two of those last four games to get into the playoffs. They could be 6-0 when they match up with Round Valley at the end of September, though. Because this is their schedule. They got ALA, Wilcox, Alchese, Bisbee, and Tombstone. I mean, when they meet up with Thatcher September 28th. So, there's that. So, I mean, I think Pima's going to be okay the first half. They might struggle. They could go 0-4 in that final four games. And it all depends on health with them, too. If they're not healthy, it could be even earlier before they start headed the wrong direction. So that'll do it for us here today. We're going to get you ready for the Diamondbacks right now.
Now throw the first runner back.